Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I think I know what he's talking about. Do you know what he's talking about?
With the stars and stripes.
Oh, yes. There we go.
And the eagle flies.
America!
America! Good morning and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Heartwarming gathering yesterday to send a good and faithful servant of North Dakota. Unbelievable. When you think about, we talk about the longest serving attorney general going back to his time as a legislator as well, and they did it right. Wonderful service. A pastor that knew him well. A couple of eulogies, one from his sister that was just, I wish I would have had every second of it written down. It was so good, talking about the lessons she'd learned from her big brother. And Jim and Nicole Pooman, good friends of the Stanjums, did a wonderful job, a little tag team as husband and wife, giving the eulogy. It just was, it was wonderful. And it ended with a roll call. And we'll play that roll call before the end of the program today, just so you can hear what a roll call is if you haven't heard it. It is a law enforcement thing where they're checking in on everybody. And I don't know how often they do it, but just, you know, are you you okay? You check back in. And so if I say, hey, Kevin, HR 22, you know, WZFT control room, you know, and Kevin comes back, get 10-4 in here, okay? And they go through a number of these that they typically would use in Bismarck. And then they go to Attorney General, and then they, it's a wonderful tribute to law enforcement. We can't forget that that was the chief function of the Attorney General, and is the chief function of the Attorney General. So, anyway, gone too soon, but a wonderful day, great gathering, and so fun to see just, you know, friend and foe alike, and I mean that politically. I mean, nobody should hate somebody who's at a political opposite. You know what I mean? It's just, that's not North Dakota. That's not North Dakota to say there's a legislator that's a Democrat, there's one's a Republican, there's a, you know, Jeff Delzer, for example. I mean, Jeff Delzer's been the, you know, chair of the Appropriations Committee. Some people don't like the decisions Jeff makes, and so then they end up hating him. That's just dumb. It's just dumb. You accomplish nothing by that. When you are the kind of person that's like, I'm Kevin, I'm so mad at you, I'm getting that dang Todd, 25 years at K-Fire, what's he thinking? He should have quit after 20. You know, are you doing anything in
should have quit after 5, probably, somebody's saying, but, you know.
What I'm saying is, and I'm as guilty as anybody, I'm not trying to act like I'm, you know, oh, I'm a little white, I never get mad at anybody, oh my gosh, I'm a hothead. But my point is this, if you step back and think about that a little bit, and I don't know why it takes somebody dying for us to do that a little bit, but death does that. Death causes you to say, wow, how am I as a person? I'm going to be in that box at some point. And will I want to be remembered when they lower me in the ground for being a hothead? For someone that had a political grudge against somebody? No, of course not. So,
what's the first rule in the art of negotiation?
Tell me.
Anger is the enemy.
Anger's the enemy.
Your temper, that's the rule in life. Yeah. The number one, anger, and you're to lose all that. Lose your anger. And imagine what happens when you lose that, when you say, I don't have a temper. I don't get mad. I don't let that bother me. Water off a duck's back, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is, kind of. Imagine what happens when that becomes your mainstay.
And, you know,
everything else opens up.
The decision-making process on that is a nanosecond, right? You really got to be able to count to three.
Yep.
And be able to say, Am I going to lose my lunch over this? Am I going to scream and holler? Or am I, okay, all right, I understand. Okay, fine. And maybe you say nothing. Maybe you say nothing. By the way, this happens never on Facebook. Have you noticed? Never. If everybody would say, there's like a 10-second delay by the time you are finished doing your comment between it actually getting posted and you have a time to abort the mission. Oh, my gosh. It would make Facebook so much better. So I'm not sure you can make. Well, occasionally. You know, birthdays are great. Somebody dies, the tributes out there are great. But, yeah. We have a busy show today. We do have a full hour of open phone time with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So that's coming up. In the second hour today of the program, we're going to have the host from Rides. He showed up here twice in 1 week. Monday was just kind of impromptu.
Yeah.
Guess what? He's back today because Jay Thomas, the host of Rides. Have you seen Rides, Todd? Have you seen
the absolutely.
The show? Yeah. He's had
a few friends of mine on there.
What's fun about it is you find out your neighbors have really cool stuff that you didn't know they had. I love that. You know, these are North Dakotans, Minnesotans, South Dakotans, and... So we'll have them tell you a little bit about the show, and they've got a big announcement today and where you can watch the show and stuff like that. So that'll be coming up. And then Rick Santorum will join us at the bottom of the hour, former senator from Pennsylvania, former presidential candidate, to talk about convention of the states. There's a debate about it in the South Dakota legislature right now. All right. Did I give you the final tally? I think I did. The less COVID talk was an overwhelming winner. According to Ike Bailey, it was 86% less.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of neutrals in there and like 12% saying more. So pretty interesting on how that came out. I think the people that need to learn the lesson of the sentiment of North Dakotans as it pertains to this right now is the people who have spent the last 2 years shaming you into thinking you must, you shall, you will, and also mandating every living, breathing object to getting a vaccine to say, you know what, we tried that and we failed. We failed because North Dakota has among the lowest vaccination rates in the country, and you can look at that two ways. One is people are not afraid to die. They have a trust in God. They understand that, you know, they're going to make the right decision for themselves, and they're going to live with that. And I happen to believe that's the majority of it, of those that have made that decision. And those that have not, I believe, have been so turned off by, healthcare systems, but more importantly, the public health system. I mean, I saw our state health officer, Dr. Stephen McDonough, who is he was a pediatrician, for a long time and served on the North Dakota Department of Health from 85 to 2000, and therein lies the wokeness, North Dakota Department of Health, which is just this runaway, unelected bureaucracy. It is, and the lesson I learned during the last 2 years was unelected health bureaucrats are very dangerous.
Oh, there you go.
And the nation has them, and people like Tony Fauci, but we have them. We have them. Now, let me be kind and not be angry here. Some of them are very well-meaning, okay? And those that are well-meaning, they're debating science. Science is a debate. It's like saying, is a liberal better or is a conservative better? Is Joe Biden better or is Donald Trump better? That's political science. It depends on your worldview. It depends on a lot of different things. But there's really no right or wrong.
Right.
You have an opinion.
Yep.
Science is the same way.
Truly.
And these public health officials, you notice, they never talk to a Dr. Peter McCullough.
No, they read. They have scripts. They have their talking points.
Right.
Their narrative.
And so if public health wants to get better, the well-meaning ones, they would actually say, okay, I understand your viewpoint. It goes back to what we're talking about, just a debate.
Right.
They're angry at us. They're angry at us because we think we're a bunch of dolts. And if everybody just had the vaccine, this would all go away. That's what they think. They've thought it for 2 years, and North Dakotans have said no. No. By the way, South Dakota had a lighter touch on this, and ironically, South Dakota has a higher vaccination rate.
We were talking over the weekend about if Trump had, you know, was in office as he should be, my opinion, what would have happened by now? More than likely, he's the guy that would have said, you know, Anthony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky, you guys, we're going to bring in these other doctors, and we're all going to get in a big room together. We're going to find out why those opinions are different than yours.
Well, and he did that.
I see him as an, and I know he did that as far as the vaccine and the warp speed goes.
Yeah.
I know he would have done it again. I wish somebody would do this.
Now, I will say this about Donald Trump.
Somebody challenged Fauci.
I think Donald Trump, and I love the man. I'm going to interview him, by the way, soon. We're working on a date for an interview with Donald Trump, which will be kind of fun. Almost as big a deal as Todd Mitchell's 25th anniversary.
Almost as big a deal.
But I think that the president, in an interview with who? Who was the interview with that he did that he basically said, you know, he was pro-vaccine. He wasn't pro, let's have a debate about it, let's have a risk-reward line. And I think that's Donald Trump saying, warp speed brought us a vaccine and saved millions of lives. He's absolutely right. So when people advocate against the vaccine, he sees it as advocating against what he did, which he shouldn't. He should say the vaccine saved millions of lives. It saved millions of lives. Donald Trump doing what he did by when he did it with warp speed saved millions of lives.
But that's the Donald Trump jab. You can't take that.
Well, that's what they said then. Now, of course, they love it, right? So there's total hypocrisy.
That was them.
But I'm with Trump in that he did amazing things, but it's not for everybody. There's a risk-reward. And guess what? Most importantly, you should decide. We just violated our rule. That's it. No more sea talk. It's the dirty word. More coming up on one side.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Your gift can go further on Giving Hearts Day thanks to Charity Match Dollars. Give now through February 10th to maximize your donation.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So what's on your mind? 20 past the hour, brought to you by Action Movers. Their business is booming. My goodness. And they're hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers. Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. You know, a lot of people say, go to our website, fill out a form, maybe we'll get back to you. Just go see them. Visit their offices at Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. And no experience is necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. Now, let me tell you, this company has been around since 1932. You're going to work for this company for a long time. It's family-owned. It's veteran-owned. You're going to love it. And by the way, if you have a Class A CDL, incredible opportunities right now. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. And they have a lucrative compensation plan, best they've ever had for employee drivers and owner-operators, even, this by the way is local runs, regional runs, over-the-road opportunities, and even a program to help you become an owner-operator. Action Movers, two A's in action, 701-566-5532, or better yet, just stop and see them. So Let It Ride was there. I heard that. Yeah, exactly. Meaning, let's talk about rides. Jay Thomas, the host, the vice president and general manager of Valley News Live, is here as well. Great television. And you guys have a big announcement today, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So lay it on me. My big announcement's already done for the day. Todd Mitchell, 25 years on KFIRE.
25 years today for Mitchell?
25 years, yeah.
Kudos, brother. Kudos to you, man.
Something, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
It's kind of a little celebration today. And what do you got to tell us, Ike? What's happening?
Well, Mr. Jay Thomas is making the move to VNL and Gray Media with Rides, and we couldn't be happier.
Yeah, this is going to be a blast. This expands the show like it couldn't have been expanded before. This is going to be a blast, man.
Tell people what Rides is. What is Rides?
Rides is a television show. It's about cars, motorcycles, trucks. If the premise of the show, if it's cool, has a motor and engine, it's got a story, we want it on Rides. We just, you know, once a week, the show during the season, we go check out really cool cars. It could be a $20,000 car that a guy's had for, you know, who knows how long. Next segment of the show, there's a $1 million car in the next segment. Cool garages. It's just everything, the whole culture around cars and motors and engines. And the show's been a huge success. And the opportunity came up. Ike and I started talking. Ike's a big car guy and started talking. And the opportunity came up to move this over to Gray Media, which was the second largest broadcast
second
company
largest,
in the country. The opportunities for the show, unbelievable. And it's like, let's do this thing. You know, I've like I said earlier, there's you know, no ill will between myself and Click Content or Form Communications. Everybody's buddies. It's just this was an opportunity.
Yeah.
This was an opportunity that I could not pass up. Wow, that's all I can say, man.
You even did a lawnmower, too, didn't you?
We did. There was a lawnmower that was decked out. It's like,
oh my God.
You can't believe the stuff that guys have tucked away, man.
How do you find...
see this lawnmower, man.
How do you find these people?
They reach out to us. You email rides@wday.com, and that's going to change here in the very near future. You just send me pictures and a little bit of information, and we'll take a look. If we think it's cool, hey, man. Don't ever think that, well, you know, mine's not that great. We'll make that decision because we want this, and the show will stay like this, and Ike can attest to this. Ike and I, we're on the exact same page on this. We still want, you watch these national car shows, and they're fun. We love cars, but you watch them and go, well, that's just, there's no way I could ever have anything like that. When in reality, you really can have a nice car, and guys have nice cars and don't have hundreds of thousands into them, and those are the things that need to be showcased.
That's right. Yeah, you know, this really goes back to everybody who's ever, when you first got your driver's license and you got that first car and you headed out, to your girlfriend's house, or your boyfriend's house, or across the city, state, and you felt that sense of freedom, and you got to explore America and this whole idea that, you know, it was this whole world that was opened up to you. That's what we're trying to capture here, and that's really the stories that we want to tell. I mean, the story of the American car is the story of America, bottom line.
Where will people be able to watch this?
So, here locally, they'll be able to see it on KVLY, KXJB, and CW starting in the fall. And then we have other stations within the chain that will be coming online. We're still working out some of those details.
Where's Gray Media stations in North Dakota?
So we have all of North Dakota. We're primarily located in Fargo and Bismarck, and then we have satellite stations and smaller stations throughout. Also Minot, Williston, Dickinson.
So basically, anybody that's been able to watch it now in North Dakota, you're still going to see it. Just going to see it on different stations,
yeah,
and at a different time. It's going to be in prime time.
Yeah. So we're you know, we're and then we're also going to be able to place it on our Roku and Apple TV, you know, for free for everybody to see forever and always. You know, so that's pretty exciting, and that's going to open it up to a lot more people that haven't been able to see it before.
The show's been around now, going into season four, and the show has done very well. And this is just going to take it over the top. And our goal is to grow this thing and make it, you know, around the country. And that's an opportunity with Gray Media and Ike behind the helm here that can happen. So
yeah, that's great. It sounds like a neat deal. Is this? I mean, it seems to me now, no matter what you love, you can find a show about it, right? Yeah. Whether it's a reality TV or whether it's, cooking or, you know, whatever, right?
Absolutely.
Is that the new platform? Is that the new model in television?
You know, it kind of is. You know, one of the things that that Gray is heavily invested in, too, is that over-the-top programming, right? You know, and so...
Over-the-top means what?
It means that, programming that you're going to get that's not on traditional linear TV. You know, through those Roku apps or Apple TV apps and whatnot. In Gray, we have a whole slew of programming, everything from, you know, lifestyle programming all the way to we actually have an entire motorsports division.
Wow.
The Power Nation brand is actually owned by Gray. And so, you know, this kind of programming and what Jay does with rides just dovetails nicely into our overall portfolio, but also certainly, you know, here locally, we just couldn't be more excited.
So whether it's the Valley News Live stations here or KFIRE TV out west, they sort of pick and choose from all those options that Gray is producing?
Yeah, you know, we have a whole slew of options, you know, in terms of programming that we can bring to the market. You know, one of the things that Gray has done very nicely over the years is continue to expand. You know, our core is news. You know, we are an absolute a local news provider, but we have continued to expand our other options, even to the point that Gray is now building a 130-acre facility in Georgia called the Assembly that is basically a giant motion picture studio facility to be able to do the other kinds of content. So it's kind of amazing.
How big is your content factory going to be? 160 acres you're building for Ryan's?
Oh, dude, it's going to be huge, man. Yeah. I have a place to store that car collection.
So if you're trying to get a hold of Jay, just send us a note. We'll send it over. And studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You want pictures of these things?
Yeah, I mean, again, just a quick paragraph. Hey, this is the car. This is a little bit of story behind it. Pictures. I always like to have a picture outside of the car, interior, under the hood. And again, don't ever think. We have so many people that will reach out to me and say, well, I don't know if you're going to be. Send me some pictures. They send pictures like, we're coming to film that.
I love it. And all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota.
Going to be a lot farther than that as well.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Congrats. Great story. Love it.
Thanks.
When we come back, we'll talk about the Convention of the States. What is that exactly? And North Dakota has it. South Dakota needs it. More on that when we come
back. Bob Wuerl. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a show of unity, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have met in Beijing as Moscow's deteriorating relationship with the West has pushed the countries to a more robust relationship, including business and a new gas and oil pipeline from Russia to China. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin via a translator on Al Jazeera.
The world has undergone unprecedented changes and a pandemic in the last century. Sino-Russian relations have withstood the test of various storms.
Deep historical traditions of friendship and mutual understanding have allowed us to take our relations to the next breakthrough level.
More and more cities and states are jumping off the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is reporting Iowa's public health emergency proclamation will expire February 15th. Iowa says it's moving past the pandemic and will manage COVID-19 like other infectious illnesses. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Of course, homemade, grab-and-go convenience, helping America fuel better. Lunch specials every day. My go-to is, because sometimes there's maybe not, but you can always go with the 4 for $4. Personal pan pizza, 2 homemade cookies that are fantastic. I always have to get one for my son because he likes the white chocolate ones. And then a 20-ounce soda for $4. Every day, all day at all PetroServe locations. The 4 for $4, you go in and tell them the What's on Your Mind crew sent you in for a little pizza, cookies, soda, good to go, and, of course, all those great homemade lunch specials every day.
What's on your mind? Powered by PetroServe USA, right?
Yeah, Scott makes me make you hungry today.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You see the specials?
I'm happy to do that.
See the specials? See what you're having on the way home?
What's Glendon doing today?
Beef tips with gravy.
Yeah.
And they're hard to get.
I saw yesterday. They sold out of the Salisbury steak by the time I got there.
Yeah. You got to go early. You got to go early. Meatballs in Yulin. Let's see. Pulled pork with gravy in Valley City or chicken fettuccine off exit 292. And you know what? The travesty of me having to hear you talk about homemade cookies and me reading the specials is... I'm having a colonoscopy this afternoon.
Oh, well, hey, nice.
So I had, I had to take the potion last night, and today I'm on. So I haven't eaten anything speak of since, I don't know what, yesterday lunch, I guess, right?
Yep.
And so.
A gallon jug.
Yeah. Do you think right now that I'm ready to eat the.
No cookies for you.
No, yeah. No. Exactly right. All right. We're waiting for Rick Santorum here to join us and talk about Convention of the States. In the meantime, I promised that I would play the clip. You let me know when it's ready, Kevin, from the end of the funeral yesterday for Attorney General Wayne Stengem. And it's called the roll call. And they do this at law enforcement funerals. So I'd heard it before, actually, at the funeral for Jason Moser. I think it was the first time I heard it. And it's very much a law enforcement thing. We don't often hear it because it is, you know, a dispatcher talking to people that are in the field, right? And having that conversation with them. So this is how the funeral ended yesterday. And you can imagine that there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Listen to this.
Bismarck Police Chief, Unit 123, status check.
123,
10-4. Edinger County Sheriff, Unit 4340, status check.
4340, 10-4.
North Dakota Parks and Recreation Manager Unit 5786, status check.
5786, 10-4.
North Dakota, Prone Probation Director, Unit 600, status check.
Unit 600, 10-4.
North Dakota, Game and Fish, Chief Game Warden, Unit 700, status check.
Unit 700, 10-4.
North Dakota Highway Patrol Superintendent, Unit 200, status check.
Unit 200, 10-4.
North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation Director, Unit 400, status check.
Unit 400, 10-4.
North Dakota Attorney General, Unit 5, status check. North Dakota Attorney General, Unit 5, status check. North Dakota Attorney General, Unit 5, last call, status check. North Dakota Attorney General, Unit 5, 10-7, end of watch, Friday, January 28, 2022 at 1820 hours. The state of North Dakota is forever grateful for your public service and devotion to the citizens of North Dakota.
And there it ended. End of watch for the Attorney General, Wayne Stengem. And again, our unending sympathy for a life cut too short, for Beth Stengem to lose her husband, Wayne, for Andrew Stengem to lose his dad, Wayne, much too young. But he found out he was loved. Yesterday was a good example of that. So, a couple of texts while we're waiting for Rick here. According to the Fox Business Channel, Facebook has taken down a trucker's page with 180,000 followers, and GoFundMe is returning over $10 million to donors that was intended for the truck convoy. What in the world is that about?
I saw something on that earlier, and I was doing a little digging on it. I haven't found much. I didn't see anything on the GoFundMe deal, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit that Facebook takes that down. How dare they?
Well, wait a minute, though. These are people that are driving a truck to Ottawa to say, I don't like what the government's doing. Why does that?
But GoFundMe's going to get in the middle of it, just like Twitter gets in the middle, just like Facebook gets in the middle. You can't use our platform if we don't like what you're doing with our platform.
Well, I'm glad.
The Facebook page is still up. So just FYI on that. The Freedom Convoy 2022 Facebook page is still up. There's a great video that plays right when you go onto it and shows the convoy coming in.
But by the way, this is not going away.
No.
It's going the other way.
You can ignore it all you want.
This thing is gaining momentum.
Yep.
And Facebook put out some statement today that they've removed something because of this or that about the vaccine, so I don't know what's up and what's down, but they did put out a statement today. Maybe you can find that. It's just crazy. Another text, a different topic. What's going to happen when cars go all electric? Well, that's interesting. First of all, I don't think that's possible. I think that it's at some point going to be, more electric cars, but they're really coal-powered cars, right? So you might have more electric cars, but they're going to be. And does that mean, I don't know if this listener's trying to say, well, that then fossil fuels will go away? Do you know what we make petroleum products from, right? So that's a crazy idea as well. Look at natural gas and fertilizer and, you know. So I think to the extent that this isn't realistic. For instance, 2030 is what XL Energy's goal of being carbon neutral, 2030, by the woke XL Energy. And they say the following. Not in their headlines when they talk about 2030 being carbon neutral, but they say, here's the small print. It has to be affordable. It has to be reliable. And it has to be, it's aspirational. That's what they say. Aspirational goal. And only if it's affordable and reliable. Well, guess what? That means the goal just went right out the window. It just went out right out the window. You can't, you know. So, to your point, I mean, now there's new electric trucks, right? Ford's got one out. Chevy's got one coming out. There's going to be more electric vehicles, but they aren't going to be powered by pixie dust. They're going to be powered by a grid that's going to need more and more of everything that we use to power electric cars. So, and
well, not when I put some solar panels on my roof and a windmill in my yard, Scotty. Then we'll have all the power we need at home there.
Exactly right. Texas says, to your point on the difference of unvaccinated versus vaccinated, it's not just the people that aren't afraid to die. It's an informed decision using math, logic, research, healthy skepticism, and reason that the vaccine might be more harmful to one's body than the risk presented by COVID-19. I think I said that. I think actually the majority of people are saying, you know what, I've made a health decision for myself, right? And I'm going to do this decision based on everything that Texter just said. I think the other part is stop cramming this down my throat. Texter says, in the government pushing masks and vaccines without logic or reason, just authoritarian power should make a person wonder. Boy, it does. Case in point, PhDs are the most vaccine hesitant group. Did you know that?
Well, none of the
PhDs are the most vaccine hesitant group. They're really, really smart ones.
And a bunch of the Pfizer upper echelon not get vaccinated either or something.
But what,
sure.
What I said about the, and by the way, phones are open too. We're waiting for Rex. You can call us 258-0550, 800-228-0550, or text us 701-237-1590. The point about not being afraid to die. I think what I'm talking about, well, I think what the caller's meaning is, okay, people that have not taken the vaccine aren't people afraid to die. They've made a decision. I get that. I'm saying there is a pandemic of people who are afraid to die, and they are sheeple. They aren't using reason or logic and making a decision for themselves. They aren't acknowledging that there's a risk and reward line where there's more risk than there is reward related to the vaccine. Okay? And the vast majority of them are in their 20s or 30s. Folks, tell me if I'm wrong. Call right now and tell me I've been dropped on my head. But there aren't too many people in this world that are afraid to die. Maybe I'm all wet on this. But I believe people who go, they said on the news, if I don't get the vaccine, I'm going to die. Wait a minute, you're 17 years old. They said it on the news. I got to get it. That's a sheeple. That's a sheeple that hasn't done basic math to say, wait a minute, I have a 10 times greater chance of dying from the flu, being hit by lightning.
Right?
Walking out your front door in the morning.
And all of the research, by the way, is changing by the minute as to who actually spreads this. Is it unvaccinated, asymptomatic people? Sorry, the callers are dragging me back into this argument. I'm trying to say, hey, I'm not changing any minds here, so... Facebook stock crashed 20% in one day. I saw that. I love that, actually. Because I think people are waking up to the wokeness there. The truckers are doing the convoy as a matter of infringement on our basic freedoms. Absolutely they are. But as Kevin pointed out to us earlier, according to CBC... this is actually has nothing to do with freedom at all. This has to do with, what was it again? Bringing awareness to the icy and dangerous road conditions truckers say they have had to deal with this winter season. You can't make that up.
But they did. It's absolutely a fabrication. And they put it out.
It's unbelievable. I have that up on Facebook if you want to see it for yourself. Blatant propaganda.
Clearly.
Lying fools. Terry says, all info related to the trucker rallies can be found directly on the West Coast Trucking Association webpage, Facebook, and Twitter feed. I'll put that up right now. It is WCTA is the organization. So look for that, and you'll find all the information you need to have right there. Bunch of questions coming in for Senator Kramer. That's good. A couple of them are related to COVID. The C word, guys. I'm trying. Texas says, make sure you mention the killing of the ISIS leader. You don't have to mention Biden, but give a shout-out to the brave troops that carried out the order. I think I did yesterday. And also said this. Isn't it interesting that this was timed where it was when he's in free fall? And second of all, he's giving us the readout on everything. Yeah. Shut up!
Right.
give the glory where it belongs to the men and women of the troops.
You're Hi, exactly Gus right. here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. And join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. GiveItBackNancy.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. Make this the weekend you say thank you, Mike Lindell, for fighting on that front of freedom. He's just like those truckers. He's just been doing it for over a year. Unbelievable. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott for all the great deals. Remember FrankSpeech.com. Great resource and all the stuff fake news doesn't tell you about. And MyStore.com. American-made products. Promo code Scott works with all of them. Great sleepwear sale going on right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. Ryan in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Ryan.
Hey, Scotty, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Just wanted to discuss the new variant that's been going around, prevalent up in Canada right now. It's called COVID-19. The variant originated in the United States, and the effects may include losing one's job, nonstop conversations about the boogeyman, and pretending to be more concerned for one's well-being than they could ever be for themselves. Please see a trucker if you experience any of these symptoms.
That's well said.
Give it up.
Love it.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Love right. It. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Yes.
Coward 19.
Here's the deal. Have people died from COVID? Yes. Is
hey, you're talking about it again.
I understand. But you know what I'm trying to say is if I say coward 19, right, I'm not saying people haven't had their lives impacted from it. I'm not trying to say it doesn't exist. The challenge is whether it's the C word or whether it's, a famine or anything. You think what's been seen under our flag, what's been seen in this world, and Ryan is right. We've become cowards.
Oh, truly.
We've become sheeple. Look, we're the United States of America, greatest country in the face of the earth, no matter what they throw at us. Let's be Americans and face it head on. But I'm not trying
to... You know what's funny about that, Scotty? Look at the Canadians right now. I mean, we're talking about let's be Americans. Look at the Canadians. I mean, these guys are actually making a stand. So that trucker convoy they're talking about taking to D.C., I'm all for it. Let's do it. Support the truckers. I mean, these guys made life possible for the last 2 years, and they're just getting crapped on. So, you know, more power to them, and you give these politicians more, and they're going to take more. So.
And, Ryan, one question before we let you go. What does it say about the United States of America today, in February of 22, that truckers in Canada have to be the Americans?
Ha! Good point.
My gosh.
That's amazing.
Excellent point.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Awake from your slumber, people. And again, this comes back to my little line about being afraid to die. I think the real problem here is not gray hairs like Todd, Scott, and Kevin. I think the problem is 20-somethings.
Kevin is there?
30-something.
Yeah, I shaved mine off.
Got a little bit of gray there.
See any.
I think the younger generations, and by the way, I believe firmly in my heart that all the things that were attempted through this, and again, comes back to bureaucrats, unelected people making these decisions, was a trial run. It was a trial run to say, how much would they actually comply, right? And it's the next tool is climate action. You watch. You watch. And all of a sudden, no, Kevin, you can't have a Suburban. You can't. No. Well, you can't farm that much land. Federal government owns that. It's navigable waters. All of that they are trying. Ag and energy they want to shut down. It's all about control.
30 by 30.
And here's the deal. If you poll somebody 30 and under, take a survey of people 30 and under, they are the ones that believe climate action is our biggest problem.
Well, that's the they have bought in trophy generation.
And so the major corporations have too many 30 and unders working for them, so they're gripped in fear.
And try and tell any of those people, no, you can't do that. Try and tell them no. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly right. Scott in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, good morning. I had an opportunity in July to tour the state capitol with a group of about 25. When we were in the House chambers, Wayne Stengem came in and completely hijacked our tour, and it was definitely the most memorable part of the tour. He took us back into his office and showed us a whole bunch of stuff. He was super proud of his office, the Capitol, all the work that he'd done there, and really appreciated that he did that for us to make it a really memorable tour, and definitely always be grateful to him for what he did the past 2 years fighting the federal overreach with the mandate. So just wanted to share that. And had one question for Senator Kramer, and that was what he was going to do, what he's doing on a daily basis to, as soon as possible, put an end to this masking requirement on public transportation and airports. I mean, I haven't seen family in over 2 years. North Dakota is a long way from a lot of places, and wearing a mask or a bandana over your face is security theater. just the same as not being able to bring a half-empty tube of toothpaste on the airplane, and it just cannot be allowed to go on any longer. I'd really like to know what he's doing every day to get this lifted immediately.
It will be the first question for him today, next hour, when he joins us. And I don't know about you guys, I just heard a new favorite term, security theater.
Yeah, right.
Way to go, Scott.
Amen.
I love that line. Yeah, exactly right. And as long as Pete Buttigieg, how do you say his name?
Buttigieg.
Close enough.
Yeah. Yep. There's just so many G's there, I kind of get lost in the G's. Mm. Kind of like Kamala, you know. It's going to be a tough uphill battle because this security theater is what they need to keep you in fear. But, Scott, it's a great point. I will ask Senator Kramer that. Thanks for your kind words about Wayne Stengem. Texter said, losing A.G. Stengem makes me realize how very good we have had it here in North Dakota with our highest-level protector of law and justice in the state. Being a great, upright, honest man, you don't find that ever else in the country. God lead and bless our choice for the next holder of that office.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death, number two, controls your estate, and number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott, and they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or ndestateservices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.